Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
Oh, really?
You're going to want to see that.
Playing.
This is what you picked?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? This is going to be
sorry.
Good.
Francis!
What?
Francis!
Grab and peel.
Man, left for dead yesterday.
Grab and peel.
Left for dead every day.
Pills, man!
Left for dead.
Grab and peel.
Woo!
Grab and peel.
Yeah!
Grab and peel.
Hello, everyone. It is April 14th, 2011. You have tuned in to another edition of Gamer Girl Radio. That's right, boys and girls. And for some reason, I sound like a really stupid radio jockey, so I'm going to stop. Okay.
You're listening to Gamer Girls Radio.
I knew she was going to do that.
Mm.
Hang on. I had to take my gobstopper out of my mouth. It felt good.
Oh, no, ma'am.
It's good. I can't help it. I can't talk with it in my mouth. It's too big.
No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going back and placing some fallen earth.
Okay.
I'm done.
Let me give you our phone number. Get your pen and paper handy real quick. My phone number is 347-215-7977. One more time. Make sure you write this down, boys and girls, ladies and gents. Guys and gals, 347-215-7977. I'm Snow White, and I'm addicted to gobstoppers, just so you know.
I'm gonna refrain from commenting personally.
I like sucking on things. I don't know what to say.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Really?
Anyway, all right, yep, I'm Snow White. And we also have up in the hill my friend, Gaminatrix/Corey.
Did you just forget my name?
I did.
Oh,
I was about to call you Gory for some reason.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Gory is up in the hill, too.
I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
I can't help it.
It's over
between us. No. I should be like Rocky when he says Adrian, but be like... Corey.
No.
Anyway. We also have our token male here too. Master Blaster, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ooh. What's that?
That's kind of sexy.
It's me feeling very ill and not in the mood.
Oh, well that's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Back it up, boy.
I had a sore throat.
Okay.
Despite Corey's implications of how I got that sore throat.
I was going to leave that off air,
very
but did you
sick.
Want to talk about it?
I wasn't going to leave it alone.
Not feeling good.
I was saying whatever
but
you did.
I am here.
Lunchtime break was your business.
Yes.
Right? Anyway, so do we have any front lines while I suck on my gobstopper?
We have kind of... You know what? I did have a front lines, and I have forgotten what it is. Yeah... And I usually write it all down. Oh, gosh. Oh, yes, I do. I'm sorry. And I didn't get to post it up. I did write it. I was talking, I'll share with you guys. It's been a hell of a week. But earlier this week, we got an email from the people that are handling Duke Nukem. And we asked, can we have a copy? And they said yes. And then they said the next day, no.
Why?
Well, being who I am, I did ask, what's the deal? Are you EA or... Or do you really not have copies? Because that's what they said. We don't have any extra copies due to something. So the lady, she came across a little irritated and says, well, if that was the case, I would have told you straight up. And I says, well, you know, we like to know where we stand. But I got to thinking, it's very interesting that we keep hearing this, mostly from EA. I mean, I do believe that probably the people at Duke Nukem, they just don't have any copies to give out.
What? They make the game. Why would they have any copies?
No, copies for us, for press. So I truly believe her when she says that. But EA, of course, they come up with all kind of craziness. So I'm wondering, and when I put this up, the title of it is actually conspiracy, you know, or something like that. Is it a conspiracy? We have a couple of other girl gamer sites around that we hate to say it. For now, they do way better than we do in numbers. And I've sat down and talked to some of them as well, and they have the same issue that they can't get any review copies. I'm starting to wonder if there's an unspoken conspiracy going on.
Of course there is. We're girls.
What is the big threat that you guys don't want to hand over the review copies, you don't want to do the interviews with the Girl Gamer sites? What is that? I don't understand what that is. Ben, explain it. It's your gender. Do you...
Why? Wait a minute. Why do you believe I speak for my entire gender?
Of course you do.
Yes, you do.
Right. So at least my head's down to earth enough to know that that's not necessarily true.
Which head is down to earth,
oh,
though?
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Oh, God.
Should I just mute myself again and go back?
You know,
Then there'll be no accountability. We don't know what you're going to do with yourself once you're muted. So I don't know what the problem is. Maybe the industry suffers from this delusion that there's no such thing as the girl gamer. I think that's really what it is. I think it's just a delusional, paranoia that set in that if, hey, we give these girls this game, they're just going to hate it. And they don't really like games anyways. Let's give them pretty ponies for the Nintendo DS and send them on their way. Right. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, I don't think the industry is. Maybe it's just salespeople. Maybe it's marketing people that just don't get the girl gamer. Maybe we've done a bad job of going out there and telling them that, hey, there are girls that like games just like guys like games, and you should go and you should try to tap that market, because I would tap that market.
I don't like the way you said that. It sounds like something else.
Let me just go ahead
and Twitter that. Well, I don't here. Okay, here's the thing. We have a couple of companies that absolutely love dealing with us. You'll hear us talk about them often. In the morning, we talk about Paradox Interactive, who absolutely love us. They're the ones who made Batchka, and they send us all kinds of stuff. We barely have to ask for it before they send it over. Dreamcatcher's been that made Painkiller easily will send stuff over. Of course, Her Interactive sends Nancy Drew stuff over, whether we want it or not. Play First is another one. Nintendo's actually pretty nice to us, even though Blaster hates them.
I don't hate them.
I'm teasing you.
I have this idea that I hate
them. I'm kidding.
I just know they offer nothing that interests me whatsoever.
Except for the 3DS.
Possibly. I have yet to. Why have I not seen one in stores? What's up with that?
Because I think they're sold out or something. We'll get to that later. But in any case, so and of course the ladies over at Fallen Earth, and one that we're... Well, I actually...
Hey, the ladies over at Fallen Earth, I just want to give a big shout-out. You guys are awesome.
Yes.
We love you. I mean, totally.
Honestly.
If anybody asks for an MMO to play, I automatically... Fallen Earth. First one that pops into my head.
That's right. Who's the other? I was about to say... Oh, actually, the people over... Who is it that Lord of the Rings belongs to? Lord of the Rings Online. That's Turbine? Is it still Turbine? Or is it Sony now?
Yeah, but isn't the EA... Is it Sony that owns them? Yeah, Sony owns them.
Yeah, they are loving us to death. We just haven't done anything with them yet. But there's a lady... There's a woman that heads up the whole division there who was like... She's, in my face at PAX going on about the girl power thing. She was militant like me. I was like, yeah, let's do this! Okay, but anyway. So I don't understand... Why some of you out there are just like, is your manhood threatened? What's the deal?
Yes.
My manhood's not personally threatened. Is your manhood threatened, Snow?
Blaster, you're just jealous because I won't let you find out for yourself if I actually have a manhood.
You're the one that answered her. She said, is your manhood threatened? You're like, no, it's not. That's why I was asking. That's all.
You don't have to be upset, honey. I told you can if you just want to come down here.
Go down there. Okay, anyways.
You know what? What is up with you two tonight?
I don't know. It's a weird night for both of us. I'm feeling a little bit better, though. You guys have got me in a better mood now. But I'm just going to tell you that I don't think it's manhood. I just think it's a lack of education. My thought is, here's my question to you, is... there's a lot of press out there that represents the female gamer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's lots of sites out there. It's not just, us. There's other sites out there, right? Are we just doing a poor job of communicating the fact girl gamers exist and that they enjoy the same things that guy gamers enjoy? I mean, are we just doing a poor job of it?
Some of it's fear. Of the unknown, not knowing what to do. How do we? Because they still hold this every year, pretty much almost at every game developers conference, E3. There's always a panel about how to market to women, and always, the funny thing is, there's very rarely any women on these panels. It's always a man up telling the men.
No, there's a token woman.
There's a token woman, yeah. So I'm like, how would you say how to market to women and you don't have any women up there? You're not asking women any questions. There's nobody taking a poll or anything. And I'm very, very happy to say our audience is almost exclusively women. Not that we hate the guys, but I'm trying to prove a point.
No, yeah. We love the guys. For real.
But our site is definitely geared towards our girls. When you read our articles, our contests, our everything, we're talking to you. And you can tell we're talking to you. That's why we have exclusive women. But anyway, I don't know what's wrong with you men out there. Get over it. We're coming for you. Anyway.
I mean, I don't think it's the men, though, necessarily. I mean, some of these women that work in marketing, you know, for EA and the big companies, they're not showing any love either.
Well, so, they do when I'm standing there, and especially you, Ben, because, you know,
that's different. But that's different.
You're all cute and stuff, and you're tall, and you come over.
You're at a trade show, and their job is to make you feel special.
No.
Everybody that comes in there in the booth.
They really want to make you feel special when you walk up.
Yeah. I'm just telling you right now that those people, that's different. That's a whole different department.
Wait.
That you beat through the emails.
No.
I'm not sure if they want to make him feel special because he's handsome or because he's so fucking big.
I'm telling you, okay, I'm having a flashback. The lady at GameCraft.
How do you know I'm so big?
I'm telling you. Let me tell this story. The lady at GameCraft.
Because I've seen pictures.
Why are they not? Ooh, now talking about cutting me off this week. The lady at GameTap, do you remember her?
Barely, yes. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, she was being very, very mean to me, and then when Blaster walked up, it was like, oh my god, hi, it's so good to see you. Come in, sit down.
She being mean to you?
Yes, she was.
She being mean to you?
Because I was waiting on you to walk up, and I told her, well, she was like, oh, hello, well, you know, as soon as you get here, I guess we'll start everything, and then as soon as she walked up, hi! She's all touching herself, and I was like, oh my god, what is that? You girls out there know what that means, not touching yourself, you know, sexually, but, you know, when you like the guy, you start touching your face, and you start...
Or your neck, yeah, or like...
As you walked up, I was like, oh,
hey. Why didn't you poke me in the ribs, Corey?
Because you were all... You're like all of us are. Sometimes when we're out, we're so focused on business, we don't notice anything else. So you were like, you came in with your stuff and sit down. Hey, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I got the recorder. Come on, Corey, let's do this. Here, hold this.
Corey, you were like that when we went to that one demo with all those little geek boys. You were focused on business. I was like, Corey, that guy's checking you out. You were like, huh? Who?
See, but one of us always has to be focused. So he was the one that was focused that day. It's like, that chick is about to climb in your lap, Blaster. Anyway.
Next time, warn me. Please. Thank you.
She was cute.
I said, next time, warn me. So I know what's going on.
Ginger says, tall, blue, blonde, blue-eyed Viking boy. Show us some pictures.
Oh, my God.
They do not check me out. That's a lie.
Yes, they do. They totally check you out. Every time I've gone out with you, you have gotten checked out more times than anyone I've ever seen.
You got checked out more times than a used DVD.
I knew it was
coming. Oh!
That's why I just paused. I was like, he's going to have something to say.
What kind of DVD, though? And how used is the DVD? That's the
other question.
I don't know. I might have to go through the wash a few times.
Ah. Okay. Oh, we actually have somebody on the line.
Do we really?
Oh, hi, guys. Okay.
Let's see if I can get some info. No. What? Why is our... You know what? I'm talking to BT. I'm going to need for y'all to fix this whole caller ID thing because I don't want to give people's number away.
Hello? Here's that.
Yes. 262 area code.
It's me.
It's me who?
Can you hear me?
Of course
Who's
we can hear
me?
You. Who is me?
Oh, okay. This is Issa.
Issa!
Yay. Yay, you promised and you delivered. Yay.
Hey, Issa.
That's something broke with that.
What's going on?
Yes!
Issa?
Well.
So you had a question?
Yeah, I'm here. I was calling to say that I think you guys do a really great job of trying to get the word out about female gamers, but I've kind of been wondering if maybe the focus should be on encouraging women in the industry to make a little more noise. Because I've been looking around the internet and I've noticed that there are women who work in the industry and they do work in higher positions, and for some reason they're not voicing their or adding their influence to the ability to let people know that women are involved.
That is an excellent point, something we have been working on. But here's the thing we keep finding out, Issa, when you go out there. Once women manage to get a good position in a company, it becomes every girl for herself. You very rarely find one like the one that works at Lord of the Rings Online who's saying, you know, I'm willing to help you, or at Fallen Earth that says, I'm willing to do exclusively things with a girl site. And the rest of them are like, eh. Oh, you need help? Oh, that's nice. You know, I'm here. I don't feel like I need to help you.
Yeah, well, think about that way. Think about this way. You're working for a company. You're trying to get ahead in the company, and you don't want to do anything that's going to rock the boat or make anybody kind of think twice about hiring you. So when a lot of women get in these positions, then they feel like dealing with, you know, female specific gaming press is like rocking the boat, and they just don't want to do it. I mean, that's just my two cents on that. It's a shame. It's a shame, actually, I think.
But when Issa gets her job, she's going to come over here and say, I want to deal with Gamer Girls Radio. I only want to do Gaminatrix.
Right now, I'm hoping you work with the biggest names in the industry, and then you come and remember us, and you work
with
us. Well, I think I'm a little ways from that yet, but maybe someday in the future. I mean, I pulled up Gearbox's website, and they actually will give you a list of all of the people that work for their company, and there are women who work there and who probably might have been involved in the development of Duke Nukem or had some kind of, you know, experience in its development. So, you know, I'd like to think that once women start to get into a male environment, it kind of shatters the notion that this is always only going to be for men, you know?
It does at Fallen Earth. What is it, Icarus Studios?
Icarus Studios.
Yeah, they are mostly women, so the atmosphere completely different.
I've met them. They are, in fact, mostly women.
Yeah, they talk and they want to interact with you, and that's why we get so much stuff from them. We spend so much time with them because they're great to us.
They're one of the coolest marketing contacts I think I've ever
No,
ever
you
had.
Just want that woman.
Well, you know.
Well, not only are they cool, and not only are they good people, but I mean their product is awesome. Their game is like the shizzle. Oh. So.
Somebody.
Yeah, I wish I could play it, but I can't. So.
Did we give you a code?
No, I think.
Oh
it's
no,
PC,
it's my laptop.
I
tried to run it, and it cried a little bit, and then it peed itself and gave up. It wasn't gonna happen.
Did you rub its nose in it?
I tried. I really did make it run it, and it put forth a very, you know, honorable effort, and then I felt really sorry for it, and I uninstalled the program.
Bad laptop. Bad laptops. Look at him. He knows what he did.
Look at that guilty face. He knows.
Just hit it over with the newspaper and everything. Y'all are so bad. Okay, so we're gonna take you off here so you can go back to listening. You're gonna be a 30-second delay. You're probably gonna talk. Thank you for calling.
Good.
You gotta call.
Thank you. Bye.
Call
again.
Have a good
night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, we're nice to people we like.
Exactly.
Let me go. I didn't want to embarrass her, but you know Ben is over here panting over you, right?
Mm-hmm. He so is, man.
He's like ruff ruff.
Ben, stop humping her leg. Don't make the rolled up newspaper out.
Bad, bad, bad. What are we going to do?
Okay,
we got to move on to other passions. Well, this is a good subject. I hate to move on to other subjects. I hate to. Oh, okay. Well, here's what I will say further in response to what Issa was saying is, as we all know, I'm militant. There's a couple more of us out there that are militant.
I'm totally not militant at all.
I am, as far as this is concerned. Other things, you know, I could give a flip about, but this I'm very militant about. The person I consider to be my biggest competition, who I have to catch up with, Gaming Angels, Trina over there is very militant. And the rest of them is kind of middle of the road. I think if you go to our website and read the article I wrote called Death Does the Girl Gamer Movement, I kind of feel like, and I tell Blast Chance to know this, I kind of feel responsible. I kind of stepped back for a few years. Because at one point, it was serious militancy. I'm telling you, if I go to a conference, it was going to be an argument before I left. Somebody was giving me something, or it was going to be before I left, and I took a step back, and I think all the people we've had fill the space have kind of fallen into what, ironically, gaming, but the guys have told them that the women gamers should be, you know, you should be cute, and you should wear something pink when you play, and you can't play with the boys, you might be as good as they are. And that's where you see, you know, and again, I'm not digging at my frag door girls because they can play their asses off, but this is what our own community media has put forth. So you see a lot more sites where girls are, there's one of them, and they actually follow us on Twitter. I try not to say anything to them because I don't want to, like, just rip them a new one, but all they are is pictures of girls, suggestive pictures of girls holding controllers and doing things to them. And
now, what's wrong with that?
Because it doesn't help. It doesn't help the rest of us.
Ben, I'm going to have to ask you to think with your other head, okay?
I can't.
On one hand, to each her own. On the other hand, stop it. Do something productive with your time, or take that money and sponsor an actual pro girl gamer team if you're going to be doing that. But as far as I know, they don't do anything with the money that's, you know, worthy of me even trying to look up their name right now.
Right. And we know, and by the way, we know of other, you know, girl gaming groups that have, we're not going to say sold out, but girl gaming groups have become every girl for themselves once they got in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, like I said, this whole phenomenon, you can't just blame the male-centric media. They are to blame for part of this, but there's also the girls that are in power have the opportunity to make the difference. And
one of them is actually GirlGamer.com got bought by AOL, and I don't think they posted a new article in like 5 years. They completely moved over to doing stuff for AOL. On one hand, great, I'm glad a woman got a job, but on the other hand, it takes away from the whole movement. She's not giving back. You know how this works? You're supposed to turn around and grab the people. It's kind of like the Underground Railroad. When you escape, you're supposed to come back and help the other slaves. No, just saying.
Is it like there's an Underground Railroad for this?
There needs to
the
be.
The views of Corey and GameGeeks.com. Views of Corey do not represent those of GameGeeks.com.
Hey, y'all know that was a good analogy.
It was. I liked it. I'm going to roll with it.
She got it. She understood what I meant.
I got your back, girl. You know, we like this.
No, why do I know you put your fingers up and crossed them? Why do
you
I know that?
I did. I totally did.
So we're still here. As far as I know, we're not going anywhere unless, you know, somebody shoots a missile through my house. That is not an invitation. Some of you out there, but
that's all right. You can come move in with me.
I may have to after they blow up my office. But if you're out there, people listening, and you are a girl gamer, raise your fist in effigy with a G. When I say effigy, a G, and say, I'm a girl gamer.
I'm a girl gamer, bitch.
Damn it. Or woman gamer, whatever it is you want to call yourself. Okay, we got to move along because...
Female.
Is it female?
I have a vagina.
I'm glad we've clarified that. I was a little...
Good night!
I'm a little worried about that. I mean, you did, you know, when she said, hey, does it, you know, hurt your egos, your male egos, you answered. I was a little worried, but I'm glad we clarified that.
Oh, thank you, Detroit.
I can give people verify that if you want. Bring them on the show.
I think I've had too much coffee or not enough. One of the two. Okay, we got to move along, you people. This is supposed to be This Week in Gaming. So should I let Blaster go first? Because you know there's going to be a brawl.
No, it's not. There's no reason for there to be a brawl, Corey. You just have to. You just have to say you're right, Master.
Well, thank you for saying that to me. But this is not.
No, you have to say it to me, Corey. And then you'll feel much better. You know, I'm serious. Like, you know, I used to really be a big follower of the Dog Whisperer. And you know what they say when a dog's just being unruly, you just gotta show it that you're the master. And then it'll just release all that tension that's in the room. That's what you do, Corey.
I have to show you that every week, but you still get all up and all.
Right.
You made me choke on my gobstopper.
That's what you call it nowadays.
I inhaled it.
Oh, well, let me do this, and I will segue into you just a minute. Okay, so you guys know E3 is coming up.
Sounded kind of dirty.
Yes. E3 is coming up, so everybody's talking about what they're doing at E3. Snakebite is saying they're showcasing something. I don't know. Okay, let me not do that to them. Snakebite's nice to us. They're just not here in the state, so they can't send us their stuff. Did y'all know some of their things are not compatible with our stuff? Some of you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their controllers and things like that are not compatible with our console. So, and yeah. Anyway, so Snakebite's doing some 100% compatible third-party controllers for the PS3, Move. There's also a Volt power station that's supposed to not just charge, it also has multi-tap mode, additional USB ports, charging ports for PS3 controllers. There's also a universal remote they're going to be showing at E3. Something that offers Bluetooth and IR connectivity with up to 6 additional Hi-Fi components can be controlled via IR without dongles.
What?
Yeah. Without dongles. And they already have their booth number up. Y'all are way early. Booth 5744, like I'm going to remember that.
Go with your bad self being all organized.
Right, all early. But so that's one thing you can go check out at E3. What did I saw something earlier today? I don't know. I got too much news. I'm telling you, if you guys only knew, we don't even tell you half the news in the morning. I mean, that's not even half that we tell you. That's like barely a fourth of news that goes on during the day. I think that's it for E3 that's major, other than what Blaster wants to talk about. Also, EA is going to release their...
Oh, no, there's some other news. There's room, well, not from E3 in general.
Well, so there's other stuff, but not E3 centric. There was some other stuff. I don't remember what it was, and I don't have it in front of me. Sadly, I'm being a bad girl.
You deserve a spanking.
Oh, yeah, I was hoping so.
I'll be dealing those out after the show.
Yay!
Well, let's go to the E3 thing first, and maybe we can talk about some other stuff. But I'm just saying, there's been a lot of speculation, rumors that my favorite console to dislike, and it's not because. It's not because I'm a hater. It's just because they have nothing that interests me whatsoever.
A hater.
Nintendo has finally listened. Has finally listened to those of us who find nothing interesting about the Nintendo Wii. And there's rumors and speculation that the Wii 2 is going to be released. It's going to be talked about. Well, at least at this E3, not released. I should say talked about or unveiled. And who knows what that even means? Because sometimes console unveils can spread across multiple E3s, which happened last generation. So, because you got a little bit of information about the PS3, and then you didn't hear anything about any real full like gameplay and all that until the following E3. But so the Nintendo Wii, there's some speculation Nintendo's going to reveal that they're going to talk, they're, you know, the next generation of the Nintendo Wii, and there's also been some speculation that it's going to be more powerful than the current PS3 and Xbox 360. Nintendo is trying to finally listen to the hardcore gamers.
You know what? You know we don't like that term here, Ben.
Mm-mm.
Hardcore.
We've had this discussion before. You've agreed with us. Hardcore does not equate to graphics. Now, if you say more HD, hardcore does not relate to COD or Halo or any of the games that you like.
Hardcore, in my opinion, is max everything. The best graphics, the best game.
No. Hardcore is someone who actually plays a game. Hardcore. It has nothing to do with graphics. It has nothing to do with having the best of whatever. I know some players who play the game NetHack. Those are some hardcore motherfuckers right there.
I'm just going to tell you that you're talking to a person who's had a lot of experience with
Lord.
And with other media in the hardcore realm.
I don't care. I'm telling you. I know people who play NetHack, and those people will totally outplay you in a game. And NetHack is not an easy game
Let me relay it to him in terms he understands. You are a hardcore Steam enthusiast, okay? You love Steam. Steam can do no wrong. You play most of your games on Steam. That makes you a hardcore Steam enthusiast. It doesn't.
No, that makes me a Steam fanboy.
No, the same thing.
No, it's not.
Now, Let me read this before you continue, because this is actually from one of the people that works at Activision about the Wii and what's coming up. He's saying there is no arguing that the GC N64 had a good amount of raw power, the GameCube rather, and the N64 had a good amount of raw power, but the full package is not as good as it could have been. Let's not forget how long it took them to make a Game Boy Color. So given the sales of the Wii and the DS, I don't see why they would change tactics that have worked so well for them and go back to delivering a system that's up to date to the current tech. I would only expect them to be on par with the 360 NPS, but I don't expect them to be above what would make the system too expensive, because they won't do that. And anyway, they have no other choice than being the first one with coming up with a new system given the current hardware that they have, which you're talking about the 3DS, because the 3DS they're saying is just about just below being just as powerful as the Xbox and the PS3, and it's just a handheld. This is what I'm hearing. Now, I don't have one. I haven't played it, but that's what I'm hearing, the rumblings. So if they have the handheld that's almost as powerful, yes, stands to reason they might try to one-up with their next system. He's also saying, if that story is true, what I hope for is a normal controller required and motion controls optional. Otherwise, I'm going to skip that one. So, Ben.
Yes. I'm just saying, we'll put the hardcore aside, okay? They've listened to people that have said, we want to play HD games. We're this HD generation, we want to see HD games. And they've listened to that, and they're going to put that in there. These are things that might actually make me interested in the new Wii.
But you're not the ones that Nintendo goes after. How many times?
I don't care. I know that, Corey. There's plenty of other things that have my attention.
That's why they weren't worried about people.
Well, guess what? Now they're apparently worried about it.
No, they're not. They're just making a new console.
Oh, so they're just doing. So they're just putting HD out there for people who don't care about it.
No, it's time, Blaster. You do have to update your console. If that was the case, we still have the GameCube.
I thought graphics aren't important.
No, listen to what I'm telling you. You do have to update because you can only sell so many. We were having the same argument during the show. If they had never made another PlayStation, never made another Xbox, eventually sales are going to decline because you can only sell so many. And even with as much...
So they do care now about the meat of the world.
No, they're saying we need to make our money. We've sold as many as we can. Now we need to make a new one so we can get your money again.
What's happened is that the Wii is having sales are declining in the Wii. They are declining in the Wii.
I just said that.
Okay, and it's not because they've sold to everybody they can possibly sell to. It's because of the fact that they have not had any good games out recently, any stellar titles. I don't care. You can laugh if
you
want.
I'm laughing at you.
I'm just saying they have not had any stellar titles out. Okay, recently, and they've given gamers little tidbits and saying, oh, the new Zelda game's coming. The new Zelda game's coming. Oh, we had to push it back a little bit. Oh, and now with the talk,
you already
now
with talk. And I wonder what other games have done that. Duke Nukem.
And now with the talk.
Oh God.
And what happened to the studio? What happened to the studio that originally made the game? They closed their doors because of it. Listen.
Yeah,
to
but it doesn't make any difference. They still like led their people on for 10 years.
Yes.
I have a question for you. For those of you waiting for a new Zelda game, I have a question for you. If Nintendo doesn't deliver the Zelda game in this current generation of hardware, are you going to be very disappointed?
No, I'm going to do just like I did when the Wii came out, when they gave me my new Zelda, and be right outside with my money in line to buy my new Wii and my new Zelda. That's
your
where
new,
I'm going
Your new Zelda with GameCube graphics. Awesome.
I don't really mind. That's the difference between, I keep telling you, men and women. I'm not caring about HD. I want a good story. And as we keep telling you, Nintendo was never after you people who consider yourself hardcore gamers. I want my stuff in HD. They went after kids because you know what? Kids don't care. I don't care if I see the blood dripping off of so and so's head. I get to shoot and you know it's fun to play. That's what Nintendo does. They don't really care. I'm not saying they don't care about us, but Nintendo goes where the money is. They hook you in. And as much as you're getting pissed off, look at how long it took you to say I'm not going to follow Nintendo anymore. I bet you bought a whole bunch of Nintendo stuff before you got to that point. And while you were getting mad, they were already grabbing the next generation and the generation after that. They know what they're doing. And that's why they commonly outperform outsell. Also, I keep trying to get you to go Game Industry Biz. We read this article earlier in the week. Even as much as those of you who are grumbling, Nintendo sales are declining. Ha, 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 ha. Even still, having only sold one, because Nintendo Wiis do not break very often. You don't hear somebody saying my thing.
Because they never get played. That's why. They just sit pristine on their shelf.
That is not true either. We all know that. Families that have kids, their Wiis get played quite often. They very rarely break. This is true of most of any console that Nintendo makes. I still have my original Game Boy, and it has been moved, dropped, stepped on, and it still works. And I'm telling you, that thing is about 20 years old.
All right.
So,
anywho.
I'm making a point. Even with this, having only sell one, they still manage to outsell them in numbers, period. Think about your Xbox, those of you who are on Generation 7 of your Xbox because you had to return it 7 times. Microsoft loses money when they have to send you out a new one every time. PlayStation, not quite as bad, but I've known a couple people that have had to send theirs back in. I have known one person that has had to send their Wii back, one.
It's because if you don't play them, they never break.
No, they
anyway,
yeah,
Anyway,
you remind me of this guy in the store we were telling you about a couple years ago that was yelling and screaming about his Sony. You all are coming from fanboy perspective. I'm presenting business to you. I don't want to hear your perspective. I'm talking business, money. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to make a company stay afloat.
Nobody's denying that Nintendo printed money hand over fist. Nobody's denying that. Okay, with that Wii was pretty much like its own money machine. We know that. Okay, but there are also a lot of stupid people in the world. So I mean, if you can get all stupid,
see, and then that's the, see, you lost me when you went one way. That's your opinion.
Anyways, in my opinion, but here's the thing. Here's the real news here. The real news here that we're missing is that I would actually be interested in an HD Wii system that has better graphics than the PS3 and the 360. This might be the end of my boycott of Nintendo products.
No, it won't. You'll find something else to bitch about just because you don't like Nintendo.
I have not yet seen the 3DS, and the only thing I'm bitching about there is the fact that it's not out in stores for people to look at. I want to see the 3D and see if it's worth the hubbub.
Have you been to Best Buy? Because they keep.
I did go look for Best. I did go there to Best Buy, and it wasn't there when I went, and that was a couple weeks ago.
Did you check the tour? Because they actually have tours. It's like a rock star. It's on tour.
I think they have them now. They should be able to put a display unit. Why don't I?
You know they can't do that, man. You
they
know
they totally can do that. They did it with the PSP. They did it with the DS, with the DS Lite. They've done it
Blaster,
with all.
Blaster, think about this for a second. You really want your 3DS in the hood where somebody's going to come in the store where you try to give them a demo and they're going to kill everybody in there just to get it? No, you're not going to. I'll be like, we don't have any.
People have killed over sneakers before, much less
a 3DS. I'm just saying. People have killed over Xbox 360s. People kill over anything. I'm just
They've
saying.
They've killed over a lollipop before. Come
I don't
on.
I live in the hood. I live in a very prestigious area. I'm sure they could put one out so that, and I'm sure
no,
it would be safe.
Yours is the
no.
They go to first, Rob.
Anyways. Corey's an expert on robbing people.
Hey, what do I tell y'all when you go to buy your games? I tell you where to go, where you're going to find the most of them. It's in the hood. All I tell you, check your jewelry off, girls. Don't bring your purse. Right. Put your credit cards in your bra.
Anyways, I'm just saying, just like the 3DS, I am intrigued by this new system, and that should be news in and of itself, is that I would like to go check it out. I would like to go see, and this is what I think Nintendo is going for. I think this is the whole, you're missing the whole thing here, is I think that Nintendo is going for the people. They're not just going for the casual gaming market anymore. They're going for gamers, period.
Oh,
and that's
I'm not missing that. What I'm telling you is the reasons that you're trying to present are probably not it, because Nintendo doesn't operate from a stance of fear. They don't have to be in a fearful state because they are the top dog. Hate to say that to you, some of you out there. Hate to hear it, but they are the top dog. Why would you be afraid of the other puppies when you're
you
the
know
top
what,
dog?
You know what? Sony was once the top dog.
No, Sony messed up.
Yes,
not because
Sony
no,
was once
no.
the top dog. They had that exact same attitude. Nintendo has the exact same attitude. They'll be the underdogs.
Let me explain this to you because I just got done watching. Look, I just got done watching Fast and Furious. You know when he tells him, he says, I almost had you. Had me? You never had me. Winning is winning by enter a mile. Sony never had Nintendo.
Sony had everybody. With the original PlayStation was the console. It won that title.
I stood in the store. Original console.
Corey, I said no. The original PlayStation won that console generation. It
okay,
won
no, you said it was the first console.
No, I did not. If I did, that was a you know I don't know. You know that's not what I meant. Come on,
slap you.
You know I know that.
Ooh,
I'm just telling you right now that was Sony was once the top dog. PS2 was also. No, actually, I'm sorry. Take it back. It was the PS2 that won its console generation. The PS1 was a contender, but the PS2 is what won. Sony was on top after the PS2. You have to admit that. They were on top.
I really can't. I can't.
Oh, you can. And then they got knocked off because they got arrogant, and they came out and said, we're going to price this console at $500, and or $600, whatever it was. Everybody's going to buy one. Because we're Sony. We can't make a mistake. If Nintendo thinks that way, they're going to do the same.
It wasn't the pricing. It was that we have all this
cool
stuff.
It was the
stuff.
Price.
I said it wasn't just the pricing. It was we have all this cool stuff.
But it
now,
was mostly the pricing.
Here's where you and I also have a falling about you're mad at Nintendo about HD graphics. I also like Nintendo for the reason if they promise me something, I get it. They tell me I can go, and I bitch about this pretty much every show. They tell me I have internet on my console and I can surf the internet. I can surf the internet on my console. I can watch anything I want. I can watch my Netflix. I can watch movies on every site. It has Flash. I'm good to go.
I can
go to my I go to Xbox, I have no internet other than to play my games. I can't decide I want to watch, I mean, I can watch Netflix, sure, but if I decide I want to pop over to GamingMatrix.com, I cannot. I can do that on my PlayStation. However, if there's any flash on the site, it ain't playing. I can't watch Hulu. I can't watch anything else on the internet, but I can't even go to my...
I don't know about that, because I can watch YouTube on my PlayStation 3, so I don't know where you're getting that from.
That's not the same. I'm talking about just a flash, like if you pop by our site...
Flash.
No, it's not directly Flash. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we have some Flash on our site, something we made, you can't watch it on a PlayStation. You don't believe me? Try when you get off tonight to go to Hulu and look
try
at them.
I don't surf the net with my game console. I surf with my PC.
Well, no. But you know what I'm saying? If I want to, I'm that type of person. I'm laying back in my bed because that's where my PlayStation 3 is, and I feel like, oh, I don't know, watching a little Supernatural, and I don't want to fire up the Netflix. I just want to watch it on the internet off of the WB website. It will not play. I have to go to YouTube.
I would go to Netflix and watch it personally. That's
no, I don't need all that.
HD.
But my point is, everything Nintendo promises, they give us. Xbox, I have not forgotten. My marketplace I'm supposed to have. I'm supposed to have a marketplace where I can sell my own faceplates and my own T-shirts and my own little creations. I still don't have it.
Okay, we'll see. We will see after E3, and then we'll have another discussion about this, and then you can apologize for being so wrong. And that
apologize
for
being wrong about what? That they give you what they promise?
They're not going. I would like to see them do that. I would really like to see them do that. But I would like them to promise something that I'm actually looking forward to. It's really what
okay.
I like.
No, I'm trying to figure out where you say they haven't promised anything. I said, but I'm saying when they do, they usually give it to us. So what did they promise that they didn't give you this last time?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say you're wrong about that. No, I'm saying. No, what I'm trying to tell you is that you're telling me that, you know, graphics don't matter and gaming doesn't matter and all this other kind of stuff. And here we are. We have a console that's going to come out. I mean, not gaming, but graphics don't matter. Okay, graphics do matter.
Said not to women. There is a difference. We've had that discussion on the show before too, and you've even agreed with it. I said that's the difference that I noticed. Women are more not concerned with the graphics as much as I'm concerned with a good story. You guys are concerned with the graphics, even though you'll get involved in the story. But if the graphics aren't pretty, then you don't even want to take the time to do the story. You guys, it still falls to the whole men are visual, women are about substance. Since you guys are about, does it look pretty? It's true.
Anyways.
Any guys out there want to call in and refute that fact? Y'all don't care?
Anyways, we'll see. We'll see when the cops comes out.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Indeed we will, good sir. What else do we have to talk about? Snow, you had a game you mentioned?
I'm just sitting back listening to y'all, man.
Well, we got 20 minutes. You want
anyways.
To game?
Yes, please. Let's hear it.
That's
you got some news.
Hold on. She said, hold on.
Get that thing out of your mouth. You don't know where
whoa.
It's been.
Whoa!
Actually, I know exactly where it's been, and that's why it's in my mouth. all right. I'm good. I was wanting to talk about this because I know you guys are, like, totally crazy over zombies. Well, there is a new game coming out called Zombie Driver. And you remember that game? I don't know if you guys remember this. Auto Assault?
Yeah.
Yes.
The one where you got in the car and you drove around and you, like, the physics was awesome. You could, you know, make things blow up and buildings fall down and stuff.
Oh, I used to love that.
You remember that? Well, in this game, you are in a car and you're driving around and you're trying to save the city from a zombie apocalypse. So not only are you getting to drive a car and crash into things, but you're also killing zombies on the way.
So, but
how fun is that?
Is that the whole game?
Apparently, yeah, but there's, like, a story mode in there. You can, there's, like, missions and quests and bonus objectives. You have a race, I think. They have a race mode, too, if I remember correctly from what I read. Let me look over that real quick. Yes. There's a race mode, too. There's arena mode, everything. So you have different cars, different upgrades for each car. I thought you guys would be excited. Not only can you, like, drive around in a car and run over shit, but you can kill zombies.
You thought we'd be excited. I am. I'm just like, I think we're starting to get zombied out. Everybody's doing the zombie thing. I'm like, okay, how many more of these are we going to have? Does anybody know why we have this obsession with zombies? I do. I'm not lying. I'm looking at it, but that's not the point.
Zombies are the new aliens. What are you talking about?
I believe so. I'm looking at it. It does look awesome, though. The game looks awesome. I will not lie to you. I may have to play it because, yeah, it's got exploding things. I like exploding things, and there's blood. Why was I playing Left 4 Dead yesterday? See, we have, I think, as a nation, as a world, we have an obsession with zombies. Do you guys know there are whole groups dedicated to zombie apocalypse?
What? gaming groups?
Yeah.
Oh, just dedicated to zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse.
Well, what do you mean by gaming groups? Do you mean like Steam groups? Do you mean like? I'm talking about the equivalent and like, you know, of Steam groups, like, you know, I don't know if Xbox Live has groups and crap like that, but
no, they wish. Anyway. See, another feature we didn't get we were supposed to. Anyway, there's I'll have to find it. I want to say there's a whole website that's dedicated to the zombie apocalypse. It's mostly gamers, and they're all, you know, from day to day, there's a question like, you know, when the zombie apocalypse hits, what are you going to do first? And, you know, they're like planning. And what are they
gave you a handbook for that.
Are they using video games to train? Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
because if so, I could be their leader. I play Left 4 Dead every freaking day. Every single day.
See, your book is telling me what to do if I am the zombie. I don't want to become the zombie because eventually somebody's going to mess me up. I want to survive.
Well, I had to give you, you know, just a just-in-case scenario.
Also, we know what the zombies are thinking. Look, here.
Yeah, totally. See?
Okay, see that zombie there? Look, Chapter 5 covers his kind of zombie. The one bleeding from the eyes? Yeah, see him right here? Chapter 5 says what they want. And this is how we kill him right here. That's like, oh, I did tell y'all about the Dead Island trailer. Oh, girls out there, don't watch that one. I did warn you. Somebody's looking it up right now. Don't do it. I told you.
They are looking it up. And you know what? We cannot be held accountable.
Don't watch it. It's not even that it's scary. It just made me cry. And the first time I watched it, I was like, I'm not going to cry. But then I watched it again, and I was like, oh, that's good marketing right there.
Yeah.
And it's a zombie thing. See, everybody thinks it's all about the scary. Sometimes there's a good story there hidden.
Zombies are scary. I can't deal with them.
Well, no, the trailer is not necessarily going to the scary place. They went to the emotional place. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I bet a woman wrote that whole little piece trailer because it is very
probably right
and hurtful. My heart hurt after watching that. Oh, whoa. Girls, I'm warning y'all not to watch it. Guys either, because there were some guys down the list with comments that were saying it was kind of hurtful. Said, this hurt to watch. I can't watch this.
Didn't they censor that? I thought they censored that.
No, what they censored was the cover. The ESRB, who does not rate games on the iPhone, but felt it need to censor another game. I'm sorry. I got to stop jumping on the ESRB.
You better stop.
Yeah. But they censored, there's something to do with a guy hanging on the cover, and it was against their rules. They had to take it down.
Wait, it was iPhone that censored, not ESRB, wasn't it?
No. What were you going to say, Snow?
Never mind.
No, they don't. The ESRB doesn't rate games on the iPhone or the Android. And I realize that's tons of games, but...
Which was actually a subject of one of our previous shows, if I remember correctly.
Well, we briefly covered it, but...
We were saying if you're going to tout that your electronic is the next big gaming platform, then you need to be regulated just like every other gaming platform out there.
Amen, sister. I don't think they want that. That's why people are releasing games.
No, they don't want that, but...
Well, I think it needs to be. I mean, like... Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? I meant to mention this at the top of the show. One of you lovely people in the chat room, not one of us, is going to win yourself a copy of Magicka and Magicka Vietnam. If you want it, say hi. And we also have a copy of Cannon Fodder to give away, but you got to work for that one a little bit. Work it, baby. Got to have an iPhone. You got to leave a comment. This week is Stalk Ginger. Next week, we're going to stalk Snow White.
What?
Yeah, I'm getting all y'all stalked. Anyway, why are you going what? Like,
why y'all stalking me? I ain't done nothing.
Aw, but you're so cute.
Don't tell anybody that.
She's so cute. She got the biggest fluffy cakes of all of us.
Thanks. That makes me cute.
I said she got big luscious fluffy big luscious fluffy cakes, guys.
Big luscious fluffy cakes?
Oh, she's a fluffy cakes and pretty blue eyes.
Oh God. Now I'm gonna get stalked. Thanks.
Hey, as long as they're not bothering me, it's all good.
Ginger's already stalking me. Score.
Y'all can see. Oh, then she's going to bring her stalkers to you. Is that how?
Oh, no, I don't want that. She can have her stalkers. Keep them bitches. I don't want them.
The views of Snow White are not necessarily the views. Blaster must be really, he really is getting sick. He's all.
I am actually. I think I am. My throat's been progressively sore and sore as the show goes on. So
I think that's really, I think that's from verbally. It's from verbally's
Bar-garble.
Don't make me play it. Don't make me play it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm sorry.
It's from verbally sparring with Corey, I think.
Oh, shit. You get the cooties of trying to verbally spar.
No, I can only hope it's the cooties.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if they have enough, they have enough bowel tricks in this town.
Some tainted milk.
Can penicillin move over the internet? I'm just curious.
I was about to say.
See, that's why I don't play with y'all right there. That's it right in a nutshell. All right. I'm about to contact some lovely people in the chat room while y'all continue talking. I'm not speaking to y'all anymore. But I will tell you this because I forgot to mention this too. This week in the news. Okay. How many minutes you got? Okay, we got enough minutes to go off about this. So you know that GeoHots guy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, those of you who don't listen to the news in the morning don't know what I'm talking about, but these two should. Remember GeoHots, the one Sony suing? Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the case is over.
Who won?
Sony did. Are you kidding?
You know, I had to ask.
So, and they're on to the next guy. They're on to, what's his name, Graf Chocolo, whatever his name is. So he's next. However, the funny part of all this is, okay, Sony told GeoHots, you can't, basically, don't touch anything to do with us again. You can't own a PS3. You can't do anything. Don't brew you.
Well, he said he's done with them anyways. He was and
whatever.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, the group that was threatening to hack Sony because of, you know, trying to in support of him are still trying to go after Sony.
Oh my God, guys!
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Yeah. They sent out. They had a little web video. Where they show up in a mask from that V from Vendetta. I forget the
Saw,
name.
From Saw.
No, V from Vendetta.
Oh, I thought that was the mask from Saw.
No, that's the mask from
The
v
one
from
with
Vendetta.
The mustache?
That's Guy Fawkes. That's Guy Fawkes. Oh, from
the one with the mustache.
Yes, that's Guy Fawkes.
Okay, yeah, so, no, that's V from Vendetta.
Yeah, V from Vendetta. Anyway, so they show up on there, and they're like, they have some big, long, rambling, Sony is an evil corporation for trying to obtain IP addresses of people that visited his site. That's what they're all – that's what they're mad about. They're not even, like, mad about what was going on with – or at least this one person who posted this. Because, again, Anonymous by, you know, quote-unquote design doesn't actually have any leadership. So somebody – a person who identifies himself with Anonymous has put up a little video saying that Sony tried to get IP addresses – for people that visited his site to go after those people, and so therefore they violated privacy on the internet, and they're going to teach them a lesson. And so they're saying that they want to, they're going to all put Guy Fawkes masks on, and they're going to go and they're going to protest at some store. I don't know. I didn't really listen to the whole thing. It's kind of annoying.
Something's wrong with him. Now, I do love one of the comments of Game Politics. He says this is like trying to fill a well with pebbles. Pointless fight. Regardless of intentions, there will always be people that are going to do this, basically hack their consoles. But he says, I guess the big warning should be to the rest of you out there, hacking community, if you're going to do it, keep it to yourself. Stop putting up videos. Stop bragging about it. If you feel like you need to hack your console, you do it on your own, shut up. Keep it offline.
Okay, that's half the point of what most people think hacking is to show off. Like, they want to say, I have the biggest EPing out there because I can hack this and this and do that and... Really, if you really didn't have anything to prove, if you really didn't need to prove anything, then you wouldn't be bragging about it.
Exactly.
It's compensating. Do you really have a little penis? I mean...
I'm saying, do you really have a little brain? Now, there are certain things that need to be
if
shared.
If I only had a brain.
There are certain things that need to be shared. You know, maybe you want to help other people who are having an error with their Windows, and if it's not violating any Windows policy, sure, help your fellow, you know, internet person out. But to hack your console, there's no point in doing it. I want to explore the capabilities of the PS3. Then do it. Why do you need to share it with everybody? Or if you do, share it with your friend that's sitting beside you. Hey, dude, do you want to know how to do this? Or he says, that's cool. I want to know how. Then you share it. But to be putting it up on the internet, you're asking for trouble. You already knew when you opened your little box, and if you didn't, start reading the little paper that comes with it that tells you you can't do that, and if you do, we're going to come after your ass. Or if you put it up where we know about it. I told y'all I learned my lesson the hard way. I shared this with you all. If you own an Xbox, you don't have it plugged into the wall, or you have it plugged into a surge protector, when they ask you the question, do you have it plugged into a surge protector, your answer better be no. If you're having to return it, that is. The first thing out of your mouth, no. Now, probably I shouldn't be telling you that, but that's not a big thing compared to I'm going to show you how to take this bitch apart and teach you how to start your car and steal your neighbor's mail and then and to get into people's computer. Just don't do it. Now, Geo Hotz is locked away from Sony forever, and although he's saying he's done with it, I do need to point out this year at E3, it looks like all of them are announcing new consoles, so you're going to want it, but you can't have it. They see your little name pop up, it's all over for you, Geo Hotz. Okay, so I need to contact people about their games. Raise your hand if you want a Magicka in the room.
Does it count if I raise mine?
No, it does not.
Well, her hands are busy anyways.
They are. They have been for a while.
You keep your hands below the desk.
Below the desk?
All right. And mute yourself, please. We don't want to hear all that.
I think some people do.
Oh, God. That's our after show.
That's the stuff you guys don't get to hear.
Yes. Go ahead, Blessa. What are you going to say, darling?
Oh, nothing.
Ethan gets it. Issa gets it. I don't know.
Steve. Yep.
She does.
She says, I want a Magicka. It's all yours, baby.
I'm just saying, my hands are on my flight stick right now.
Ew.
What? No, I have a Mad Cat's flight stick here. What are you talking about?
That's nasty. Okay, also, we had another group of hackers that get it. I must share this, just in case you don't get to listen to the news in the morning. Gary's Mod. You talk about this all the time, don't
yes,
you?
Yes. I know this story.
Yes. You pirate yes. too.
Well, it's a person who made a mod for Steam. They would be hyper-intelligent and know how to catch hackers.
But I love the way he did it, so he'll share it with the rest of you. He enabled his mod to catch people who had downloaded illegally. So what did it do? Tell him, Blaster.
It would throw an error message, a very strange error message. And so they of course, started reporting on the forums for Gary's Mod that, hey, you know, I tried to play the game today and it's throwing this error message. And so the error message was actually their Steam ID. And so he would get their Steam ID and immediately know that they had stolen a copy of his game and be able to ban them from being able to play the game. Yep. From being able to purchase, I think actually he could ban their Steam ID from being able to purchase the game in the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were banned from his forum as well.
Yep.
And the message was unable to shade polygon normals. I love you, Gary.
She lies.
Can I say this real quick? Because since we're on this topic of Steam and of games,
oh Lord,
Portal. There's some scuttlebutt that Portal 2 may be released a little bit early. Yes, I did use the word scuttlebutt. And I thought you two were mature enough to handle that, but apparently I was wrong.
I wasn't even laughing.
Yeah, you go, oh, I wasn't even laughing.
No, I started laughing at Snow because she's dying. You can't hear her laugh and not laugh.
Apparently you two were not mature enough to handle a term like scuttlebutt. So I'm just saying, there's been some rumors that it's going to be released early, and looks like that may be the case. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, PS3, if you buy the PS3 copy of Portal 2, you get a free copy for Steam of Portal 2.
That's my new favorite word, by the way.
I need to throw this in there. We only got a minute left, but I do want to throw this in there because...
oh, my God, music.
He's a PC.
I'm already on it.
Fable
Thank
3. Hey, let me get this out. Fable 3 is going to release a separate, special, different version for you PC gamers. Yeah. Ooh. Yes. They said it's not going to just be a port. You're going to get a whole different experience. So I think that's...
What? Yeah. I am buying that shit. Fable
3.
Is it going to be a storyline? No, it was a great game. It was a really good game. There was just
too short.
Not enough storyline.
I don't know any more than what I told you. But they're saying the PC version is going to be different. Anyway, we see you guys next week for our... Oh, we'll have... Peace out, scuttlebutt.
That's what I get for thinking you guys are...
Scuttlebutt.
Star Wars kicks so hot, we'll melt your lightsaber. Poison Ivy. My, these girls are looking lively.
Wonder Woman, Supergirl.
I'm so nervous that I could hurl.
I like guns, I mean like girls' guns. See her, me, but
this is fun.
The girl's a geek, she plays the Wii, and loves Stan Lee.
Anime, I wanna play with Felicia Day. Now let's cosplay.
Princess Peach.
The One Ring.
Comic-Con, everything. Fanboys hanging out. All that kids hanging out.
Movies and groupies and boobies. No newbies, just Daphne's Tuesday.
Katie, my lady.
How about an autograph, maybe?
Wish we could get it on, cause you represent
Comic-Con.
Does someone need a hug?